Jacksonville doctor Phil Perry is the chief medical officer for St. Vincent Medical Center, and he's been using telemedicine at the network's new Clay County Hospital. He says the intensive care staff's ability to have experts on call at the push of a button has saved lives.
And we have seen one saved life statistically in the sepsis care of the sepsis patient, and overall seven patients' lives who have been saved because of the performance of our tele-ICU facility.
Perry says the hospital has also seen shorter patient stays, and the cost of having an expert on call is a third less than having to pay a doctor to see a patient in person. The ability to connect doctors to their clients who may be far away has lawmakers eyeing the practice as one way to address a looming physician shortage. But the House and Senate are taking different routes to bridge the geographic and employment chasms. The House is focused on setting up the regulatory and statutory framework for telemedicine in Florida. Even though doctors and other health care providers are already doing it, as Orange Park Republican Travis Cummings points out, there's nothing in state law that addresses it.
Even with the Board of Medicine's recent rule that dove into this topic, as it has evolved quickly, including the technology, we have felt the great importance to define not only the methods of telemedicine or delivery of telemedicine, but telemedicine itself.
Cummings and Jacksonville Democratic Representative Mia Jones have authored a bill to put telemedicine into state law. When it comes to how telemedicine is practiced and who should be authorized to do it, the Florida Medical Association, the state's doctor's lobby group, is opposed, at least to the House proposal. David Custin lobbies for the FMA.
An out-of-stater can register as provided in the bill in its current form in Ohio and then move to Washington, where there is no regulatory board. How's a patient going to know that? How are you going to know that? How's the Board of Medicine going to know that? Regulation matters. Regulation is important.
The FMA says it supports telemedicine but doesn't agree with letting out-of-state doctors see Florida patients. But Avon Park Republican Representative Kerry Pigman, a medical doctor himself, disagrees with the FMA's position.
Well, you know, it's predicated on Florida's so good, all the other states are rotten. And what I want to see from the next person who presents that comment is, what data are you pulling from where that's the result? Because when you actually do look at data, Florida is the one who's inferior. It's perhaps Florida physicians that shouldn't be allowed to do telehealth in other states.
Meanwhile, a plan in the Senate focuses on how telemedicine should be paid for. The proposal calls for Medicaid to reimburse telemedicine services at the same rate as a face-to-face visit. Health plans and doctors would work out their own deals. The bill expands the number of telemedicine services that qualify for reimbursements, and just as in the House plan, out-of-state doctors would be allowed to see Florida patients if the physician registers with the state and pays a fee. But new provisions added into the Senate plan Wednesday would limit which healthcare providers can practice telemedicine and make it tougher for those out-of-state doctors to work in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.